In the film Frozen River, a Dodge Spirit, the car, unites two single moms living near each other in upstate New York. Lila, a young resident of the Mohawk Reservation, and Ray, a middle-aged white woman who works part-time in a dollar store. Ray's husband has abandoned her, their two kids, and the car, stealing money that was supposed to buy them a new double-wide trailer home.
What are you doing with my car?
That? I found it.
You stole it?
Had the keys in it.
So you just took it?
The next day, Ray finds Lila at the wheel of the Spirit and agrees to a lucrative devil's bargain, helping Lila smuggle immigrants across the U.S.-Canada border.
I got a friend who might buy that.
It's not for sale.
He'll pay more than it's worth. Maybe
$2,000. What is that?
He's a smuggler. He's always looking for cars with button-release trunks.
Actress Melissa Leo plays the role of Ray. She's probably best known for her role as Detective Kay Howard on the 1990s TV show Homicide, Life on the Street. Melissa Leo joins us from member station WWNO in New Orleans. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. What a wonderful introduction. You really nailed the film.
Well, yeah, we have to give a bit of the plot line, you know, to give our listeners a chance to hook in. And this is a film that was written and directed by Courtney Hunt. How did she pitch the role to you?
About 3 years before we went up to Plattsburgh and shot the feature, we did a short. Misty Upham, who plays Lila Little Wolf, and Courtney and myself, and actually there was a Pakistani couple in the film, and they were there with us in the short. Courtney had sent me a DVD when she had her final edit on the short and said, would I be interested in doing a feature?
We first meet your character, Ray. I mean, the very first shot of you, I think, is a tattoo on your toe. And then, you know, you've a cigarette and a bathrobe. Before you even say anything, you're letting us know who Ray is.
What you've just described was pretty much written, both very detailed and yet quite sparse. And when we got to shooting it, we were very deep into the shooting of the film because, of course, we never shoot in order. So I knew Ray very, very well by then and could simply sit and smoke and be her.
It's curious that the scenes are not shot in order. Of course, that's the way movies are made. But the relationship that develops between Lila and Ray is really a series of small encounters, as it begins with the confrontation over Lila stealing the car, and Ray then, you know, takes out her gun and shoots her door.
The tribal police don't like people shooting holes in other people's houses.
And then you discover later on that they're both mothers. And then you discover later on what the relationship each of them have had with the whole idea of the Mohawk Reservation, because it becomes about race. What is that like for you, knowing that this is a relationship that develops chronologically, at least in the audience's mind, and for you to have hit Ray's right note with Lila during the filming?
Well, that's where an actor really hopes that they have a very fine director that is keeping in mind the whole of their film. And we had that in Courtney, and she knew very well the kinds of tones she needed. That was exactly the kind of direction that she would give to Misty and I as we shot in the Mighty Spirit, which is part of why I loved your introduction, because that Dodge Spirit was an enormous part of the film, and I called her the Mighty Spirit. Courtney would guide us and be very specific about when she wanted us to look at each other, and much more often not look at each other.
He was dead.
Okay, whatever. He was dead. You brought him back to life.
That was the creator, not me.
All I know is Kmart is closed and I got nothing for under the tree.
Ray is tough. I mean, Ray, she's raising a 15-year-old, a 5-year-old. You have some extraordinary scenes with each one.
What's going to happen to our old house when we get our new house?
We're going to flatten it and send it to China.
Then what?
They're gonna melt it down and make it into little toys.
Then what?
And they're gonna send them back here so I can sell them a Yankee dollar.
Can you give me some?
That's right.
Yes!
And I have to notice, I mean, she carries a gun. But the way Ray carries it, you carry it in your belt, in the front of your pants, like a cop. Now, you played a cop, I know. But there's a bit of the John Wayne about you, you know.
Okay, so one of the other really fine pieces of direction that Courtney gave me, not only guiding me as we shot, she had given me a little bit of information going into it. She called me up and said, "Hey, Melissa, I think you should watch two John Wayne movies, The Searchers and Rio Bravo." I watched them, and I got immediately what she was asking. The Duke used to appear on his face as if nothing was going on, but in his gut, you could feel this churning. And there's one moment in The Searchers when he's just had enough is enough, and he's been wronged again and again and lied to, and he turns and snaps at somebody and then reels it all back in. And that guidance from Courtney made Ray not only tough, but likable.
Hmm. She's a criminal. I mean, she's performing criminal acts with Lila, but you get the sense of this is an instance where you're kind of rooting for Ray because this is the only way that she can get her life together. And that's kind of, you know, the good woman who has to do bad things in order to keep her kids and to keep her home. And did you know much about illegal smuggling?
I did not at any point actually even meet any other smugglers, and I knew nothing of this very northern United States phenomenon.
It's interesting, though, when they confront a couple, the Pakistani couple.
Wait, they're not Chinese.
They're Pakis.
What's that mean?
They're from Pakistan.
Well, where's that?
I don't know. What difference does it make?
Big difference.
If we wait much longer, we're not going to be able to get back across the river.
Look, I'm not driving just anybody across the border.
Do you want the money?
How do you prepare for doing a scene that has no dialogue? We talked about the opening scene where it's just a shot from you from the toe up. But there's a scene, for example, where it doesn't really qualify as dialogue. But Ray is trying to put a greeting on her cell phone.
Hi, it's me. I can't get to the phone right now. Please leave a message, and Troy, if it's you, please at least let us know you're alive. The boys are really worried about you.
It's so interesting to me how many people respond to that, to be in a house when that scene plays and the audible response from people about it. I think there might be 5 people in a crowd of 100 that have not done that themselves at some point, left a message on the telephone answering machine or the cell phone nowadays for someone specific who may or may not call. You know, so there's a great universality in that I suppose at some point I must have done that myself as well, because it just seemed very familiar. And so when there's no dialogue in a scene, there is words on a page about that scene. And in a undialogued scene, you have to understand perhaps even better what the point of the scene is, because you have no dialogue to tell people.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be in thoughts, and thoughts are harder to read, so you have to be even clearer about what it is that you're thinking.
Melissa Leo stars in the film Frozen River. It was directed by Courtney Hunt. It's in select theaters now. The film received the Grand Jury Prize for Best Feature at the Sundance Film Festival this year. Melissa Leo joined us from the studios of WWNO in New Orleans. Thanks a lot.
Oh, many thanks for your time. You keep up the good work, hey?
This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Charlotte Baer, with production help from Gemma Waters, Elaine Heinzman, Elsa Chang, David Nogueras, Veronica Miller, Susanna George, Jessica Najunas, and Patrick Jerenwatananen. Our technical director is Burke Hunt. Kim Oleski and Mary Glendenning are our reference librarians. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman. Our senior editor is Jenny Bergall. Our show was produced today by Ned Wharton. Our senior producer is Devar Iran Ardalan. I'm Leanne Hansen.